Hey everybody, it's Wednesday, and this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Scott.
Yeah. And it's hump day for everybody. And we got a great topic for today, and it's on gossip. Oh, the weakness to talk about other people. Did you know that this destructive overinterest in spreading rumors reflects a low opinion of ourselves and shows others that we can't be trusted? We want to help you put an end to gossip and build trust by focusing on what needs to be changed in you.
That's right.
And this comes from a story in the New Testament in 2 Thessalonians, doesn't it, honey?
Yeah, 2 Thessalonians 3, 11 through 13. Let me read it to you. Yet we hear that some of you are living idle lives, refusing to work and meddling in other people's business. We command such people and urge them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to settle down and work to earn their own living. As for the rest of you, dear brothers and sisters, never get tired of doing good. Wow. Well.
Who was that?
Well, that was the Thessalonians, first of all. And that was Paul, you know, talking to them, saying, hey, listen, guys and ladies.
You're slacking off.
You know, you're slacking off, and all you're doing is you're talking about other people, and you're not earning your living like you're supposed to. And, you know, and what this is, when you meddle into other people's business, man, this practice is extremely destructive. It is. Because it breeds discouragement, you know, among the people being bothered, but it also keeps us from examining our own life as we should.
Yeah, and there's nothing. It's such an eye opener if you pay attention and you're sitting there with someone, and they start with this. You promise not to say anything.
Oh, I know.
Boy, do I have something to tell you.
Yeah.
And right then I go, I cannot trust this person. I will not only not listen to this, but that I will never confide in them.
Right. Like, I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Told me they can't be trusted.
Yeah.
You know, because you're sitting there going, if they're talking about them, you're going to be talking about me when I'm not around.
That's right.
It's true.
It's true. Very true. And growing up, I experienced that. We all have. We all have experienced people gossiping either about us or, and we probably have been involved in gossiping as well.
It's tempting.
You know, I know I have, you know, growing up. Yeah. And
I'm a girl, honey. Come on.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but. But in all honesty, I mean, you know, gossiping, man, it can hurt, you know, and what happens when one person tells another person and another person tells another person, it just expands and blows up into something that it was nothing.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, the details are all wrong.
You know? And so, you know, really and truly, it also prevents us from being true to ourselves and focusing on our own lives because... A lot of times when we gossip about someone else or we say something that's destructive about them, it's because, you know what, man, we really don't want to focus on ourselves.
It's very telling.
Yeah. So, you know, Paul, he exhorted the Thessalonians. I mean, he you know, in other words, he chewed them out, you know. He set things straight and for them to live by the power of God and not by gossip. Their gossiping lifestyle would cause them to shrink away from their own salvation, from their own beliefs.
Well, yeah.
You know, while also they were discouraging others in the process. So it was a lose-lose situation. And so, yeah, gossiping, man. You know, I tell you, I've got friends, you know, that aren't saved. Okay. And but they're there. They're getting there, man. You know. But one of the reasons why they don't want to go to church is because they feel like the people gossip too much. You know, I told you that story about my friend. I mean, from, you know, years ago, he was in charge of the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club in Colorado. And just a tugging was coming on his heart, and he went to like 3 or 4 churches. And they all gossiped when he walked in because he had leather chaps on and probably, you know, had long hair, hadn't showered in a week or whatever, you know. And so, you know, he would go in and they would basically ask him to leave. But he could see people gossiping, looking at him and, you know, just, you know. Until one day he went to one church and he was sitting in the back and the pastor went up to him and he said, why don't you come sit in the front? Changed his life. You know, so edifying somebody, building them up instead of gossiping about them.
Behind their back.
Yeah, behind their back. You know, one saying I've always said, and I say this to my people that I work with at my restaurant, I won't say anything behind your back that I won't say in front of your face. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing you can trust me with. Mm. Never. And so I believe that's one reason why they have respect for me and why I have respect for them. Mm-hmm. You know, in the saying we have, and if I see someone talking in our business in Spanish, it's called a chismosa, which means someone who gossips and talks a lot, spreads rumors. So it's kind of a standing joke, you know. I was like, hey, chismosa, you know, if they're talking real low. Yeah, they know what I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I mean, I'm kind of getting off subject in some ways, but that's true, though, you know. Gossip can really hurt people, man.
And it's just,
it can ruin people's lives.
It can, and it's so devastating, like we mentioned before, when you have put your trust in someone, you confided in them, and spilled your guts and your heart, and then it comes back around later, and you realize, oh my goodness, who can I trust?
Well, you can feel it when you walk into a room.
Well, you can.
You know, and people are kind of looking at you, you know, differently.
And you go, who did I confide in? And you can go back to one person.
Yeah. So, we just encourage you not to do that.
Well, yeah, we just have to be so careful who we pick to confide in.
Yeah.
That's why it's important that our relationships are with people that we believe are appointed to us by God, if He's brought into our life, and it's still not going to be perfect, but we use wisdom and discernment. Knowing we prayed for someone that we can confide in.
Right.
We've prayed for a mentor. We've prayed for someone that we know that we can, you know, confide in so we can get well and just trust God, because it's devastating for your trust like that to be broken because someone was gossiping about you.
Well, we both mentor people, and that's the first thing we tell them is, listen, it's confidential.
Yeah.
You can tell me anything. It's not going anywhere. The only place it's going is in prayer to God. That's it. But if I was to break that trust, what would it do to their walk?
That's exactly right.
Well, really and truly, I mean, like I said before, gossip, you know, and sarcasm, like we talked the other day, that's what turned me off.
Mm-hmm.
Turned me off from going to church.
Right.
You know, so we need to be real, real careful when we're wanting to talk about someone else in their life, and just say, you know what, man. What does Jesus tell me to do?
Mm-hmm.
He tells me to pray for him.
That's exactly right.
He tells me to build him up, you know, to be a friend to him, to love him through the situation, not cut him down, not gossip about him. And we pray that you haven't been the subject of gossip, because I have been, and so have you.
Of course.
You know, I think most people have, especially in high school, you know, where there's cliques and this and that, you know, this clique gossips about this person, you know, it's just... It is what it is. I mean, it's all fleshly things.
It is.
It really is.
But in the spirit,
in the spirit, though, I mean, like when Jesus tells us something, we can take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And He ain't telling nobody. It's personal. It's between me and my God.
That's right.
It's not going anywhere else.
That's right.
So I think we need to live by that example. Well, I don't think that. Jesus thinks that.
Mm-hmm.
Read the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Let it breathe into your life. You know, it's the word of God, you know. And in so many scriptures in the Old and the New Testament, it talks about how Jesus edifies us. And it's a personal relationship between you and Him.
That's right.
It's not going anywhere else.
That's right.
The only person He's talking to is the Father.
Mm-hmm. He can be trusted.
That's for sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you know, if you've been a victim of gossip, or maybe you've been the one gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given your life to Christ? Or maybe you did. And one time, you walked away. Maybe because someone was gossiping about you.
Exactly.
Or maybe you've been in church for 30 years. sitting in that same pew and you're going, you know what, man, I gossip about so-and-so every week. Sitting in this pew. So, you know, if that's you, it's time to give your heart to Him. And just know that He loves you. And if you would, please pray this prayer with us. And know that you are saved. And your relationship is between you and Jesus. That's it. So please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross. You rose on the third day. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven because I'm asking you to forgive me of all of my sins. Lord, I've been a victim of gossip. And I ask you, Lord, to save me right now so I can live in eternity with you and have a relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. You know what? If you have prayed that prayer, please email us at info@livingitup.org. And we're so excited that you did that.
Yes, we are.
Your life is changing right now. Okay? And what's great is now you're living for Him. And you don't have to worry about anything else.
That's exactly right.
As far as that goes, I mean, man, you're living for Him. You know what I mean?
Such a relief.
And so, you know, today's Wednesday. And so, you know, think about maybe a church you might want to go to this weekend. Ask one of the leaders at the church, you know, do you have a discipleship or mentorship program? We really encourage you to go to a church that has that and get involved with it and have someone walk with you during this new exciting walk with our Lord and Savior. Yeah.
Well, we've enjoyed this. I know no one else needed to hear it. We did.
Sure did.
And again, we appreciate you just spend some time with us. So until tomorrow, keep living it up.
While being again.